Broadcasting live from the Biz 1190 studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for the Business Radio X Week in Review. We know you're busy, so we've got you covered. Catch up on the week's top Atlanta business headlines and meet the industry execs and thought leaders who move Atlanta's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Dana Barrett.
All right. Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 17th. This is the Business Radio X Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett. With me, as always, producer Mike Roy. How are you, sir?
As always, as in I have nothing else better to do.
No, I don't either, obviously. We're both here.
Hell yeah.
So
it's an honor and a privilege.
There you go.
Sort of.
It's bad hair weather. It's ugly out there today. But that's okay, because we're going to have some fun in here. We have two sort of main topics we're going to focus on today. We also have some great clips from Business Radio X, as always, that we will play. But I want you to get your phones out and get ready to start dialing, because there are two things going on today on the show. One is we are going to be giving away tickets to Donald Rumsfeld's event tomorrow night, Monday night, the 18th, here in Atlanta at the Atlanta History Center. I've got a couple pairs of tickets to give away, and what I'd love to have you all do is call in with your favorite Rumsfeld quotes. The number here in the studio, 404-231-1190. You do not have to, they can be happy Rumsfeld quotes, or they can be less than happy. We don't care. We just want to hear some quotes. And if you're not sure, you know, if you don't have them memorized, let me just give you a clue. You can Google Rumsfeld quotes and find a whole ton of them out there on the interwebs. So call in with those again, 404-231-1190, or if you're shy, you can just tweet them at me with the hashtag BizRadio, that's B-I-Z Radio, and I will try to multitask here and look at my Twitter and talk and, you know, all of that at the same time. The other thing that we're going to spend the rest of the day talking about, aside from our clips, is the Braves moving to Cobb County. It is the story of the last 2 weeks. I go out of town for one weekend, and what happens? The Braves move to Cobb County. I mean, come on. It's crazy.
Don't go out of town anymore.
I mean, I think I've learned my... You know how people always think, like, if they didn't wear their red scarf, then the team lost. You know what I mean?
Superstitions.
Well, yeah. It's like that. I went out of town, and the Braves moved to Cobb County. Unbelievable. We're going to get into all the aspects of that, and, you know, it's the buzz of the town right now. If you even look at any Atlanta newspaper, the Business Chronicle, the AJC, it's all over the headlines. All kinds of opinions. Everybody's talking about it. And I want to give you a chance to talk about it, too. So you can call in and give me your opinions on why you think it's good, why you think it's bad, what you're worried about. We're going to get into that. Again, 404-231-1190. Call us here in the studio. Meanwhile, let's jump right to our first clip, because I want to get that stuff out, because we have some great stuff on Business Radio X every week. And our first clip this week is from the Results Matter radio show, which occurred on Tuesday, the 12th. And the host of that show is Lee Cantor. And his guest this time was Syed Ahmed, who is the president and CEO of a company called VDART. And in this clip, Syed's talking about kind of how they helped improve Delta's ranking in a survey about being one of the best places to work in Atlanta. And I always find these kind of things interesting, so take a quick listen to this.
What was something that you were able to change that your employees resonated with and then was
right.
meaningful?
Excellent. So one of the key things is we never anticipated that the employees were looking for what kind of benefits they were looking at. You know, the flexibility at workplace. You know, we were able to collect this information through the feedback forms and able to relate it back. We changed our policies in terms of flex work schedule.
Because you, after doing the survey, you realized that that was a lot more important
Absolutely.
To your employees than
yeah.
you thought from kind of the, in your Correct. Ivory tower up there.
Absolutely.
You thought, like, you figured this out, but your employees are like, hey, you know, maybe I need a little less of this and more of this.
Absolutely. That was one aspect. And the other aspect was the leadership training. We were under the impression that we are imparting enough leadership training for our workforce, but the mechanism and the methods by which we were imparting this training wasn't absorbed at the right level.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to restructure the entire leadership training program, and now it's working out well.
All right, again, that was from the Results Matter radio show on BusinessRadioX.com. That show airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m., and you can hear the entire episode by going to resultsmatterradio.businessradiox.com. And I just thought it was interesting because the higher ups sort of never seem to understand what the regular folks working in the trenches want or need. And I love when companies want to be labeled as, you know, the best place to work when they really have no idea what their employees need or want. So, you know, it's cool that there are companies like VDART out there doing good things, but, you know, it's also interesting that they have to do a survey to find out that people want flex time. Anyway, let's move on. We've got a caller on the phone. Welcome, Paul, to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, thanks for calling. Are you calling about the Braves or are you calling about Rumsfeld?
No, I'm calling about the Rumsfeld quote, and I happen to find one.
All right, let's hear it.
It reads this way. It's easier to get into something than to get out of it, and it makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I find that to be true. I get into a lot of trouble all the time. Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we've got a pair of tickets for you to the event. So if you hold on for a second, our producer will get your information, and we will keep talking about Rumsfeld. Any thoughts about the Braves, Paul?
The Braves?
Yeah, moving out to Cobb County.
I really don't care. I don't follow them.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure you are not alone in that. It's funny because, Mike, our producer Mike Roy is nodding his head.
I think some people are up in arms about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your call, Paul.
All right, thanks.
And, you know, it is interesting that it's funny because, you know, Paul saying he didn't care about the Braves is great because a lot of people don't. You know, I'm not a big sports person myself, but I do find that, you know, baseball is sort of, people call it America's pastime, and people say the Braves are America's team and all this kind of stuff. And it's so interesting because, you know, they're a business like any other on the one hand. Yet on the other hand, they're not. They're sort of, you know, part of our culture and part of what we sort of, you know, it's apple pie and baseball and hot dogs and America and all this stuff. And so when they make decisions like this that appear to be purely financial, purely for business reasons, even though I don't really follow sports, I do enjoy going over to the TED to watch a game and sort of being a part of my city. And, you know, I find it, I was upset when I heard the news. I mean, I wasn't weeping and crying in my coffee or anything, but I wasn't happy about it. So I'd love to hear what you thought because, you know, whether you follow sports or you don't, the Braves are a big part of this city. And there are so many issues surrounding this that I think the conversation's obviously going to go on for quite some time between the traffic, the potential traffic issues moving the stadium to that area between 285 or at 285 and 75. There's all kinds of concerns about traffic. There are concerns from the Cobb County taxpayers about the taxes. There are concerns about them leaving the city of Atlanta, leaving Fulton County. You know, so there's so much to talk about. And also, it seems to me, reading the stories and listening to all the commentary, that it all happened sort of on the DL. It was all sort of sneaky. It's like the city of Atlanta officials, a lot of them didn't even know what was going on, that they didn't know they were in talks with Cobb County. So I just wonder about the whole politics of it. A lot to think about, a lot to talk about, and I would love to hear your thoughts. So please call us 404-231-1190. Before we go further into that, I want to back up a little bit and talk a little bit more about this Rumsfeld event. You know, we don't do politics on this show. We stick to the middle. We stick to the center. We talk about business. And, you know, I think it's really interesting. One of the things I talk about a lot and that's important to me is to really dig into a story, to read behind the headlines and really learn about the topics and not just take something at face value. And I feel the same way about these sort of bigger than life characters in our world. And Rumsfeld is sort of a bigger than life character. I mean, this guy has, you know, if you only think of him as somebody who was in the Bush administration, you know, do some research because this guy has quite the background. He was born in 1932, so he's getting up there in years, but still very savvy guy. Just wrote a new book. The book is called Rumsfeld Rules. It came out in the spring, and it's it's actually not a partisan book. You know, it's not him preaching on the right side. It's more about leadership and sort of, it's funny, I think. There are some fun thoughts about leadership and you know, business and politics and all of that. And you know, this guy, he's the only guy that served as a Secretary of Defense twice. He did it for Ford and for Bush. He was the youngest and the oldest person to ever serve as Secretary of Defense. He had some pretty impressive credentials in the corporate world also in between his public life. And I like to, you know, I don't ever really want to put somebody on one side or the other and say, well, if I'm on the left, I don't care what you have to say if you're on the right. Or if I'm on the right, I don't care what you have to say on the left. The bottom line is, there are a lot of, if you think about your friends and family, right? We don't all agree on everything, but just because we don't agree on loving the color purple, let's say, that doesn't mean we can't agree on liking spaghetti. So it's the same thing with politicians. Just because we don't agree on, you know, pro-choice or pro-life, right, doesn't mean we can't agree on a financial issue or, you know, foreign policy.
Shades of gray.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the things that actually really disturbs me about our country is the fact that we are so black and white. We are so... we like to pick our teams. We're going to mix all our metaphors today because we got the sports thing with the Braves and we got the Rumsfeld thing going on. But we, you know, we like to pick our teams and we just like to sort of automatically reject everybody on the other side. Well, I don't agree with that. So I think if you are, whether you're on the left or the right, Rumsfeld will be great to hear tomorrow night. And I have some more tickets to give away. We gave away one pair. We've got more to give away. So please call us 404-231-1190. In the meantime, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more Braves and more Rumsfeld right after this.
Keep it locked on Biz 1190 and biz1190.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Hi, this is the Wizard. Join me and the Fox every Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WAFS Biz 1190. The show's about the stock market. We are in a great bull market. It will last another 3 or 4 years. So let us teach you how to make money and be a winner on Wall Street. Whether you're a trader or an investor, we can teach you how to win. So join us Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WAFS Biz 1190. Be a winner.
This is Hugh Hewitt for the townhall.com Weekend Journal. The Democrats are running from Obamacare like a spooked herd of wild beasts.
I think the president was grossly misleading to the American public.
The big scare came from Bill Clinton.
The president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got.
Fast, engaging, insightful. The townhall.com Weekend Journal.
Don't miss the townhall.com Weekend Journal. Sunday mornings at 7, right here on Biz 1190. Always right on the money. For the latest financial news and information, keep it locked on Biz 1190.
All right, we are back with our delightful jazzy music. I love it. This is the Business Radio X Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett. Mike Roy's pushing the buttons and answering the phones and making sure we're all here and behaving and all that good stuff.
Because if I wasn't here, you'd just fall apart.
I would. Like, I absolutely would.
You'd just be sitting there. I guess you have control of your own microphone. But
that's it. I'd be
crying.
You'd
just be talking for 57 minutes or whatever.
And no commercials.
No commercials and then... just leave.
That would be kind of sad. let me give the phone number again. 404-231 is the number. I didn't even give the whole number. 404-231-1190. I figured the 1190 part was obvious. Again, 404-231-1190 is the number here in the studio. And we are talking about the Braves moving out to Cobb County. We are talking about Donald Rumsfeld being in Atlanta tomorrow night. He's here doing an event called An Evening with Donald Rumsfeld, I believe, something like that. For details on the event, you can go to our website, biz1190.com, and there's a link there. You can click through. The VIP meet and greet, which starts at 6:30 tomorrow night, is sold out, but you can still get general admission tickets. There are two options, general admission plus the autographed book, which are $60 a piece, or the just general admission tickets, which are $35. And I have general admission tickets to give away. So if you want a pair, you just call me with a Rumsfeld quote, 404-231-1190. Or, you know, you can call and tell me why you love to hate him or hate to love him or whatever it is. Just let's chat. Call me, 404-231-1190. Let's wrap. You know, I think Rumsfeld's a really interesting guy, and he's sort of been, you know, a bit out of the spotlight because he's obviously not working for Obama. So, you know, if you've forgotten some of the things that he did, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but he attended Princeton University and graduated with a degree in political science back in 1954. I Googled and I saw a picture of him back in those days. He was kind of hot. He got less so in the 70s, but that really wasn't his fault. The styles were just god awful in the 70s. He was in the Navy for 3 years. He was a congressman for a number of years. Really interesting guy, like I said. And I think he has. So I got to tell you also a little bit about his book, because the book is called Rumsfeld's Rules, Leadership Lessons in Business, Politics, War, and Life. And so it's really not, like I said, a particularly political book. I mean, he's a political guy, so obviously some of what he's going to talk about is political. But here's the thing. It's called Rumsfeld's Rules, and it actually came from a collection. He collected hundreds of pithy, compelling, and humorous observations about leadership, business, and life. And when President Gerald Ford ordered these aphorisms distributed to the White House staff in 1974, the collection officially became known as Rumsfeld's Rules. And it was first literally on 3x5 cards in a shoebox. And then later it was typed up and circulated sort of informally. And now it's a book. So this is actually something that has been circulated in the White House and, you know, seen by politicians and kind of important people, which is kind of a cool thing. So, you know, we're kind of getting a little inside look on what goes on over there at the crazy old White House. All right. I'm going to totally, with no segue whatsoever, move to our next clip from Business Radio X from last week, and I'll give you a little bit of a preface. This is from our show that's called Doctor's Roundtable, that airs on Thursdays at noon, and the host of the show is Tanya Mack, and she talks about all kinds of different healthcare-related issues, and so definitely tune into that show if that's something that interests you. But this week she had a dentist on, Dr. Albert Bawo, who does something that's kind of interesting. I never really even thought about this, but he does hospital dentistry, which is basically two things. It's sort of dental trauma. So like if you get in a car accident and all your teeth get knocked out, you get to see him. Or, you know, if you're in a sports accident playing hockey or whatever, baseball, you know, again, kind of bringing it back to the Braves, you see him. But he also does hospital dentistry for children with special needs, which is really interesting. So you don't think about that, but kids with autism and Down syndrome and other developmental issues have trouble just going to the normal dentist, so they have to go to a specialist. And he sort of talks about this in the clip, so take a listen.
Phobias are real. One of the biggest fears is public speaking. Not too far behind that is the dentist.
That's me.
So when we have patients, they're always, oh, you know, I had a horrible experience as a child. And
that's
me. I hate the dentist. You hear those common phrases. And the reason why is because everybody's experience has been totally different from childhood. Mm-hmm. And dentistry has come a long way. When we have a patient that is very fearful and afraid, we do our best to adopt the tell, show, do. We mm-hmm. tell them what we're going to do before we do it. We show them what it's done, and then we do it. Mm-hmm. And that tends to help. But in certain cases, it is not able to help when the phobia is very severe. Mm-hmm. We use different agents to help with sedation, mm-hmm. such as nitrous oxide. That's a means that we help to make the child more comfortable. And also, if they need a large amount of work, we'll take them to the hospital at Windy Hill Wellstar.
And then they'll knock them out and they'll get it all done.
And we'll get
and
it
then
all
they'll
done.
Love you.
All right, I wish I could always just get knocked out to get any dental work done, honestly, because I don't have a dental phobia, but I don't love the dentist. I don't love the dentist, not going to lie. That was, again, from Doctors Roundtable, which airs on businessradiox.com every Thursday at noon, and you can listen to that entire show by going to doctorsroundtable.businessradiox.com. Now, I like that clip about phobias just because there are so many. And I also thought it was interesting that he said something about the way we help people get through that is by telling them what we're going to do, then showing them, then doing it. That is the last thing I want. I hate when doctors do that. I want them to distract me. I want to watch TV in the dentist's office and have headphones that play music. I don't want to know what they're doing. Just get it done.
Well, I agree with you, but I kind of understand why they would do that, to kind of put your mind at ease if you
like that we're not going to stick a huge giant drill and
I don't know. I'm just trying to find, I guess, the silver lining into why they would do
that's
that.
That's very sweet of you. Here's my thing. Like, I just want them to tell me, listen, this is going to take 30 seconds. It's quick. We'll be done quickly. Don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt that much. Or like, hey, this is going to hurt a little bit, but it's going to be fast, you know, or listen, this is going to be painful. Dig in your heels because we're here for 10 minutes, you know, or whatever. But I don't really want all the gory details of what they're doing, you know, not to get too personal here. But when I go to the lady doctor, he just tries to talk to me about other stuff, which I also find a little weird, you know, because you're in a very compromising position trying to talk about like grocery shopping or the weather. On the other hand, I do appreciate that he's just trying to distract me and get his job done. And we don't have to go into all the gory details of what he's actually doing.
Well, also, it helps to not think about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If you are distracted, it really could take the pain away a little bit because your brain isn't necessarily focused on what's going on.
Right. Like when they take blood from my arm, I look the other way and I like squeeze my eyes shut and I look the other direction and I don't want to know what's going on. And when the nurse is going, okay, one more tube, I'm like, don't tell me that. Just do it. Just do it and get it done. Stop talking. Anyway, all right.
You really should be able to bring headphones to any doctor or dentist because you really wouldn't be thinking about it at all.
If you could just like tune into something else.
Exactly. Completely tune out.
And not hear some of the worst things sometimes is the noises you hear, you know, at
the
dentist.
Oh, the dentist is so much worse than that. And I really do believe people have a much bigger phobia of the dentist than the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The dentist, I don't really understand how people choose to become a dentist because I feel like you're just choosing for people to hate you all day, every day, you know?
And they always scold you. Like they scold you so much worse than any doctor ever will. It doesn't matter. And that's why people hate one of the reasons why I think people hate going to the dentist so much.
Yeah, and why do they do that? Do they actually think that works? Do they actually think people are going to like do what they say cuz they were scolded? No. Like I feel like last time I was there, I was like, "Look, I've reached a certain age, which we will not discuss. I don't care how many times you scold me. Like I'm going to do what I do."
You'll get talked down to no matter how old you are.
I know, it's really annoying. I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, moving on. Again, call us for some Rumsfeld tickets if you're interested. 404-231-1190. Love to hear what you think of the man, positive or negative. We can take it. Rumsfeld quotes, welcome for tickets. And also, I'd love to know what you guys think about this Braves move out to Cobb County. So let's talk a little bit about this in detail. One of the things that I read about this week first of all, I don't know if you knew this. First of all, for those of you who are just headline surfing, this is not happening like next week. This is going to be a 3-year. There's still 3 years left on the lease at the TED. And so they would start building sometime, I think, probably next year or the year after. And they would hope to open in 2017 when the lease is up. Essentially, what they're saying is they're not leaving the lease early, the 20-year lease they had at the TED. They're just not going to renew it. So this is 3 years out, this plan. But also, the new stadium that they're proposing, in case you haven't caught some of these little bullet points, is going to cost $672 million. That does not all come from the Cobb County taxpayers, but some of it does come from Cobb County, though I believe they're saying, as always is the case, that it's going to come from the hotel motel taxes in Cobb County and not directly from the people who live there or have businesses there. So we'll get more into the details of that. And, but we'd love to have your opinions. Love to hear what you have to say. You can tweet us, #BizRadio, or call us 404-231-1190. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
This is Atlanta's business talk of the town. Keep it locked on Biz 1190 and biz1190.com.
There's still time to make critical adjustments to your portfolio that may save you from paying unnecessary taxes.
There are still strategies that may reduce your tax liability by the end of 2013.
Spend 1 hour learning what you can do to help protect yourself.
Watch the RJL Wealth Management Year-End Strategy webinar Wednesday evening, December 4th.
Just register now at yearendstrategy.com.
Then watch as RJL Wealth Management advisors cover a full range of year-end financial planning topics.
From retirement plan contributions to charitable gifting,
capital gains to carrying forward losses,
tax management strategies and portfolio allocation options.
It's all free, and it's all on one night.
The free RJL Wealth Management Year-End Strategy Webinar, Wednesday evening, December 4th.
Review year-end deadlines and new laws for the new year.
Wednesday, December 4th at 6 p.m. Eastern and 6 Pacific.
Register now at yearendstrategy.com.
Yearendstrategy.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
For the careful investor, these are challenging times. Thankfully, there's Assured Guarantee. When you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee, the proven leader in municipal bond insurance, for investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
Looking for an opportunity to find the right private school for your son or daughter? Then make plans now to join Biz 1190 and Pay It Forward scholarships for the annual Private School Expo. The Private School Expo takes place at the Mall of Georgia and Town Center Mall on Saturday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Some of the schools participating at the expo include Hebron Christian Academy, North Georgia Christian School, and Bethlehem Christian Academy. For more information on the Private School Expo or to find out how your school can participate, visit biz1190.com.
Biz 1190. Weather.
Mostly cloudy for this afternoon. A few showers and a thunderstorm around. The high topping out at 68. Cloudy and mild tonight. Showers and thunderstorms crossing the area. The low 58. Then for tomorrow, morning clouds give way to some afternoon sunshine. It will be breezy with a high of 69. Then on Tuesday, not as warm. Sunny to partly cloudy. The high near 60. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool on Wednesday. High 57. Sunshine Thursday, high 60. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dan Pedanowski for Biz 1190.
All right, we are back.
It's like you get so much joy watching me just push buttons over here.
I do, and I love the music, so I get all happy when the music comes on. Yeah, see?
We could listen to this the entire show.
We could.
It just puts you in a
relaxing
mood. Yeah,
I know. I love it. All right, it's the Business Radio X Week in Review, and we're taking your calls, 404-231-1190, and your tweets with the hashtag BizRadio, B-I-Z Radio. And I want to thank Rohan Crawford, who tweeted this one. Rumsfeld quote, that is, death has a tendency to encourage a depressing view of war. Yes, it does. Yeah, death is not such a happy thing. And war is kind of full of death. And frankly, I'm not sure there's really anything that has a non-depressing view of war, Rummy. Just saying. But thank you for that quote. And we'll have tickets for you. We'll get those out this afternoon. Actually, we're just going to put people's name at will call, so we don't have to. You don't have to worry about running down here to pick up tickets or anything like that. We'll just put your name at will call.
We take care of it for you.
That's right. We make it very easy. So if we still have a couple more tickets to give away, and I will be there too. So if you want to see me in person, come to the.
And who wouldn't want that?
And who wouldn't?
I'm like the only person that gets to see her in person in the radio business.
In the radio world, that's right. That's actually, I'm invisible the rest of the time. No one sees me. But I will be at the Rumsfeld event tomorrow night. Again, if you want tickets, 404-231-1190. All right, talking some more about the Braves. I mentioned the $672 million price tag over in Cobb County. I mentioned that this is happening in 2017. Let's talk about traffic, because anybody who's ever tried to get to a Braves game down at the TED knows that traffic can be, shall we say, uncomfortable. Yeah, frustrating. Yeah. So, you know, but interestingly enough, one of the studies I read this week, which counted cars, literally counted number of cars during certain periods of time, said that there are actually far less cars, by several thousand, I believe, at sort of pre-game time, so sort of late rush hour, right, heading south on 75-85 than there are heading north on 75. So in other words, it's already more congested at pre-game time in that area where they're proposing to move. So now, you know, I've heard arguments on all sides of this. Some people are saying, well, more people that go to the games live out in the burbs, and therefore they'll be closer to the games. Well, that might be true on a Saturday afternoon. But if you're coming from your office, you're coming, a lot of people are coming from the central corridor, you know, whether it's downtown, Buckhead, Midtown, Sandy Springs, you know, it's sort of that Georgia 400 corridor. And you got to find a way to get over to 75-285 for this new stadium. So there's going to have to be a lot of money and a lot of the development money invested in fixing the traffic patterns so that it doesn't become hellacious for the people that live near there.
That's true, because for those night games during the week, some of the people who are at their offices don't even go home. They just stick around for the game. So you're not going to have as much traffic coming in to the TED.
Right.
And but obviously, if in Cobb now, you're going to have them driving north on 75.
Right. And while MARTA doesn't get you right to the TED, there is certainly no MARTA that gets you to 75 and 285 either. So they're going to have to come up with public transportation options. They're really kind of starting from scratch. And, you know, I am a little disenchanted over the whole thing, because I do feel like there's a little bit of a lack of loyalty on the part of the Braves. And again, I understand that it's a business and it's all about dollars, but a lot of the things that they seem to have wanted for Fulton County to do, for the city of Atlanta to do, are all about making more money for them. And I appreciate that they want to make money. Every business wants to make money. I get it. But it shouldn't just be about that. I mean, part of it is you're the team for Atlanta. You should be in Atlanta. I don't know. I struggle with that.
Well, Atlanta is thought of, and they're kind of true, to be such a bad city sports-wise. I mean, we lost the Thrashers. We're now losing the Braves. The Falcons, I don't even know what where they're moving to. I think they're still in Atlanta. But
yeah,
they're just packing up.
I know.
And it's already a bad city.
For sports,
and it's just getting worse now.
I know, it's interesting. I mean, they're technically still, they're not going to change their name to the Cobb County Braves, right? They're still going to be the Atlanta Braves, and they're still in the greater metro Atlanta area, so one could argue that they're not leaving Atlanta, that they're just kind of creating some competition between Cobb County and Fulton County, which is legitimate. I see both sides of it, but it did sort of make me feel bad a little bit, you know? And I do think that part of what's important for a team like that, you know, we aren't a great sports city, but we are sort of a decent baseball city. Like, the Braves is sort of the best of what we have to offer in terms of being a good sports city, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes. But you know, if the Braves do well, right, if it drives more traffic into the city and more development into the city and more people staying in the city hotels, which will go away if all that moves to Cobb County, then the city economics could face some difficulty, and then that's not good for the whole region, you know, the whole greater metro Atlanta area, not just Fulton County that suffers. Everybody suffers if central Atlanta doesn't do well, right? Because even though Cobb County is its own thing financially, it relies on, you know, people move to Cobb County because they work in Atlanta. They move here from New York, right, to come to their job in Atlanta, and they buy a house in Cobb County. So if there's no job in Atlanta, then they're not going to come here to begin with, you know? So I don't know. It'd be interesting. And I do want to also let you all know that this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. on my show on Business Radio X, which is called Good Morning Atlanta, I will have A.J. Robinson on as a guest, and Dan Williams. A.J. Robinson is the head of the, or he used to be the head of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. I'm not sure what his official title is now, but he represents, let's say, the Metro Atlanta Chamber and Central Atlanta Progress. And Dan Williams is also from Central Atlanta Progress. And I will be asking them, you know, kind of what is the business perspective? What are the business leaders in Atlanta thinking about this move? So tune into that show. And that's at goodmorningatlanta.businessradiox.com Wednesday at 10. Okay, let's do another clip from Business Radio X. This one is from our Gwinnett studio, and it's from a show called Silver Lining in the Cloud. And this is actually from a couple of weeks ago. Mike, who runs the studio over there, emailed this to me not knowing that I was going to be out of town last week and airing a rerun. So this is actually from a couple of weeks ago, but it's an interesting story, and I think it kind of fits in with what we're talking about today, which is sort of looking under the covers and seeing people for more than what you necessarily see on the surface. The guest was a guy named Jason Tatum, who's with the Gateway Center. They're an organization that works to end homelessness, and particularly chronic homelessness. And he talks about a particular guy that came into the center who is homeless and who he was before. So take a listen to this quote, to this clip.
I saw a guy come in. He's an older gentleman, and he was he had a walker, and was pretty frail. And this was right before Christmas, and it was, the temperatures were really going to be dropping. And he had come over. He had been sent by another agency that didn't have any beds. And we're always full. Well, he shows up, and he has a letter from this agency saying, hey, this is so-and-so. Will you please take care of him if you can? And I say, well, I don't know. We'll see what we can do. So I call somebody, and it turned out that somebody was just leaving. And so they said, yeah, they can have a bed. So that's great news. So I go and tell him, great news, sir. You have a bed. We can get you right upstairs. And about that time, I come out to tell him this, and he's so excited and appreciative. And he's talking to one of our case managers, who is a wonderful woman named Ebony White, who I respect a ton. And they're just having this conversation like they're old friends. And she was just so, had such a reverence for him, and which I think is beautiful, and we should have that for every single person who walks through our door. She says, don't worry, I'll take care of him. I'll show him to where he's going. I say, okay, great. So I go and turn down the hallway, and then I'm about halfway to my desk, and then she says, Jason, come back. Come back. I want to tell you something. And she says, I just want you to know who you're talking to. This is Mr. Smith. And you see this necklace that he's wearing. And she shows me he's wearing this. He's got a necklace around his neck, and he has this pendant, this large pendant, with a relief of Martin Luther King. And around it, it says, I have a dream. And she tells me that Mr. Smith was one of the top lieutenants of one of the civil rights leaders. And he gave these out to just 10 of his people who worked with him closely during the civil rights era. And there's only a few of these. There's only, this is one of the few guys that got one of these, because he was right in the middle of the marches and right in the middle of the sit-ins and right in the middle of the boycotts. Mm. So, because I just wanted you to know who this was. You know, I walked away from that experience just completely reminded of the fact that every single person has an incredible story. Every single person has incredible potential and worth.
All right, again, that was from our Silver Lining in the Cloud show that airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And I didn't mention it, but the host is Dom Rainey. So if you want to hear more of that, go to silverlining.businessradiox.com. And thank you. In the meanwhile, we got a tweet of, and I had to get a link to this quote because it was so long. So let me just read it to you. This is a great quote. And then again, too long to fit in Twitter. That's part of the problem with Twitter. Sometimes if you have something longer to communicate, you just can't do it. But here it is. This is a Rumsfeld quote. There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we know that we don't know. Or things that we don't know. I don't know. Anyway, you get the point. He got into a lot of we know and we don't know, and it was kind of a mess, that particular quote. It's got to be interesting to be in the public eye like that, where everything you say is recorded and written down, because occasionally you trip over your tongue and you just say something that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and everybody knows it.
And they focus only on that.
Of course.
And nothing, none of the other good things that you say.
Of course.
Because that's boring.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, that was a Rumsfeld quote. He's going to be here tomorrow night at the Atlanta History Center talking about his life in politics and business and talking about leadership. And he's got a new, relatively new book out called Rumsfeld Rules. If you want tickets, you can call us 404-231-1190. We've got a couple to give away. Otherwise, we're going to take a break and When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this crazy move of the Braves out to Cobb County. We'll see you after the break.
Your source for financial news. This is Biz 1190.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys on line some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Georgia National Guard. Aired by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Here's a short list of Obama scandals. Benghazi, the IRS, NSA spying, Fast and Furious, and now Obamacare. I know you're tired of this mess. I know you're tired of leadership that wields its power against you. So take a break. Join Biz 1190 for an evening with Donald Rumsfeld. This Monday, November 18, at the Atlanta History Center in Buckhead. Sponsored by Jewelry Artisans and Stone Mountain Pecan Company. Doors open at 7. Get your tickets now at biz1190.com.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
With traffic reports that are always right on the money, this is Atlanta's Biz 1190.
All right, we are back. It's the Business Radio X Weekend Review, and we're talking about the Braves' move out to Cobb County. Let me give you some more fun little facts about all this. It seemed a little bit like, and I mentioned this earlier, that this whole thing was sort of sneaky, that it sort of, they were, because they put a list of requests together, I think at least more than 10 requests, 16 things they wanted, something like that, which they had presented to the city of Atlanta. And apparently the city of Atlanta was still mulling this list over and trying to decide if they could accommodate these things to fix up the TED. But in the meanwhile, they were sneakily having conversations with Cobb County, and they managed to kind of make this whole deal before they ever heard back from the city of Atlanta. So a couple of interesting things about it. Mayor Reed said a couple of things. First of all, he said he'd keep out of it. He, you know, he said he's not going to get involved. But then later, he sort of said, well, he's still hoping that that something will go wrong, essentially, with the Cobb deal, and that they'll be able to convince the Braves to not do it and actually stick with Fulton County. So I don't know if this is really a fully done deal at this point. We'll see. Also, another interesting little tidbit, I saw a story saying that as soon as he found out that the Braves were planning to do this, this move to Cobb County, back on November 7th, Kasim Reed, our mayor, immediately asked for a meeting with our governor, Nathan Deal. And actually, they did have a meeting, Reed, Deal, and Mike Plant, who's the executive vice president of business operations for the Braves, who you've probably seen on TV because he's been interviewed a few times already about this, to say the least. Anyway, they had a very brief meeting, and basically, I think the governor also sort of said, I'm staying out of it. So, but I thought it was interesting that the mayor, like, said, oh, God, I need help on this. Let me call the governor, see if he can do anything, you know? I don't know. Like I said, I find it interesting. You know, this is typically this part of the show where we pull out the soapbox and I get aggravated about something. And, you know, one of the things I find really interesting about famous people and sports in general is just this whole sort of dichotomy between the fact that there are people who have to, you know, a sports player is a guy who, you know, generally who has whatever personality he has, yet we hold him to a higher standard to some extent, right? We want him to be a role model for kids. We want them to behave a certain way. And when they don't, we get extra disappointed in them, more than just the average Joe who does something stupid, right? And it's the same for the teams in my mind, you know? They are a business, and I understand that. You know, I often on this show talk about what movies I've seen, and we just so happened to watch on demand the other day the movie 42. So a baseball movie, and about Jackie Robinson. And the owner of that baseball team at the time, that was the Brooklyn Dodgers, another team that obviously moved from city to another city because there is no longer any team called the Brooklyn Dodgers. They're what now, the LA Dodgers, is that right?
That's correct.
See, I actually know something. Not much, but I occasionally a sports.
You know a little sports.
Yeah, occasionally a sports fact actually creeps in there and sticks. But anyway.
She's on Google right now, so that's actually fine.
But anyway, you know, he was a businessman, you know, and in the beginning, Jackie Robinson sort of says to him, well, why are you doing this? And he says, it's good business. You know, there's a lot of you guys out there in the Negro Leagues who play good ball, and I want to make money. So I can make money on you. I can win a World Series with you guys, and that's going to help me, you know, make more money. But later, you know, the truth sort of comes out that the guy, the owner, I think his name was Ricky.
Branch Ricky.
Branch Ricky, thank you. He, you know, also just decided it was something he wanted to do. He had coached, I think, at a school with a black player when he had been a younger man, and he felt like he didn't do enough to help the guy, and he just felt like it was something he needed to do. So there was a human side to why he brought Jackie Robinson into the game and into that team. And, you know, when you think about what the Braves are doing, you know, I don't know. I'm sure we'll all get over it if it happens. We'll all drive ourselves over to Cobb County or take whatever new public transit exists, and we'll still go support the Braves. But there is something about it to me. I want to hold them to a higher standard than I would hold, let's say, you know, AT&T, who's making a business decision to move their company from Fulton County to Cobb County. You know, if AT&T decides to, you know, close down a huge building and that's in the city and move out to Cobb County, okay, whatever, you know. But the Braves doing it, it's different somehow. It's more personal, you know, because we feel invested in that team. We feel like it's part of. We have ownership as citizens.
Well, I think that applies more to sports teams than any other business.
Yeah.
I'd say, because it's for all ages. They get invested in their teams. And it's interesting that you mentioned holding the players to a higher standard. They do look at players as role models more so than, say, celebrities or musicians or any other entertainment.
Because it's like wholesome, right?
Exactly.
It's like this wholesome ideal of, you know, apple pie. And baseball, you know, especially baseball.
Yeah, baseball more than anything else. I'd say
right.
Football's probably second, but baseball is by far tops in that area.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, even celebrities, I think we do it a little bit in the sense that, you know, let's say a celebrity that we love as a particular type of character, you know, decides to do a movie that's completely the antithesis of that. And we take a minute and we say, oh, I don't know if Jim Carrey can do a serious movie. I don't know if I'm okay with that, you know. Funny guy Jim Carrey is my Jim Carrey, and I don't want him to be anything else, right? So sometimes we, you know, it takes us a minute to catch up.
But that's the business, too. That's kind of expanding your profile in a way so you can venture out and do other stuff rather than just be held to one standard.
Right. But when you're unknown, right, nobody cares. You can do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can take a a job doing an acting role as a bad guy or a good guy, and no one would care because no one really knows who I am.
They'd care a little bit.
They'd care a little. The listeners of this show might care. But speaking of which, I did do my first national TV appearance the other day. We taped an episode of The Game, which is a sitcom that airs on BET, and I played a Nancy Grace-style legal analyst. I think the show will air in January, so when it gets closer, I'll let you all know you can watch me on TV.
I'm DVRing that.
I am so going to be DVRing that. Yes. But then if it's terrible, I won't be telling anyone to watch it. So anyway, it was really fun to tape it. So it was interesting, you know, on a side note, because first of all, I have so many stories to tell. I wanted to focus so much on the Braves today, and I missed all my personal stories I wanted to share with you guys. But I have more updates on my crazy, you know, remember the story about me buying my car that was so crazy from a couple months ago? There's an update. Can you believe the craziness is still going on?
Why is there an update?
Apparently there was a problem with my VIN number when they put it in the system because of the whole craziness. You'll have to go back and listen to the archives of the show if you need the whole story. But
they're doozies.
Yeah. They put the VIN number in wrong. The car dealer did. And I never got my registration. So, of course, I don't do anything about it because I'm a procrastinator. And I get a ticket.
Of course. You don't get a ticket. You may have. I don't know. But you probably don't get a ticket any other time except when all this happens.
Of course. So I get a ticket. And now I'm going to have to go to court and explain that it wasn't my fault. So meanwhile, I've been back and forth on the phone with the dealer for the last 2 weeks. And hopefully it's gotten straightened out. I have a new temporary tag again now. But hopefully it's all straightened out. And it's really interesting because I called the county. It's DeKalb County. And they couldn't even fix it. Like, they could see there was a problem in the system, but I had to have the dealer fix it. The county couldn't fix it.
Did you get two tickets for one for whatever reason that they needed the registration?
No, well, the registration was expired, so that's why I got the ticket.
Oh, right. Oh, so you're on your tag.
My temporary tag.
Oh,
was
I see.
Expired.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
So anyway, but then, of course, to add insult to injury, and I will update you all about this in the next few weeks, the officer who I begged not to give me the ticket, you can picture the scene, I'm sure, begged him not to give me the ticket, gives me the ticket anyway and writes the date, my court date, on there. And I didn't think anything about it because it was late at night. I was driving home from my shoot of The Game. And it was, you know, 1 a.m. or something. Gives me the ticket. And he writes November 28th on the ticket. Does that ring a bell with anybody? No? It's Thanksgiving. The courts are not open. So, and it's a mandatory court appearance. I can't just pay the ticket online. I have to go to court. Well, of course, I can't go to court on the 28th, so now I'm calling the county trying to figure out when am I supposed to go and what am I supposed to do.
I can't believe they even have court appearances on federal holidays.
They don't.
I know. Well, that's my point. The cop didn't even think of what the date could be.
Right. He looked at whatever it is like they normally do, I guess, 2 weeks out or 4 weeks out or whatever they do, and he just wrote that date down without thinking about the fact that it was Thanksgiving. So who knows?
Who would do that?
I know. It's crazy. So I told you I had so much to talk about today. We just ran out of time. I need a 2 or 3 hour show, my friends.
Make it happen.
That's right. I appreciate you all tuning in as always. I still want to hear what you have to say about the Braves. So feel free to tweet at me at Dana H. Barrett. And also make sure to tune in next week to all the great programming on businessradiox.com. We'll see you back here next week for Week in Review for Mike Roy and myself. Have a great week.